exciting, and good luck with that. And I hope that we'll no doubt be keeping in touch and watching the progress as it goes, as we will the development of the airport.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Nice to speak to you today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Paul Bennett there, who's the General Manager of the Tamworth Regional Council. 20 past nine on ABC New England Northwest. Now, more than 3,000 Moree residents have signed a petition that's making its way to State Parliament today. Member for Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, will table a document that calls for the Merit Program to be attached to the Moree Local Court. Now, this is a program which allows courts to send adult drug defendants to rehabilitation as part of their bail process. And one of the women behind the petition is Kerry Castles. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jen. How are you and this fine momentous morning?
Well, look, I'm very well and I'm pleased to hear you're sounding excited.
Look, this is just, the three of us are totally overwhelmed and blown away that it's in such a short amount of time we've been able to get so many signatures. And with the support of Adam Marshall, he's been an absolute godsend to us. To have this table in Parliament is exactly what we wanted. And, you know, there is a light at the end of some of the drug users' tunnels now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I suppose we've got to wait to see sort of what debate goes on and whether State Parliament takes it up. But just give us a little bit of a history, Kerry. Where did all this begin?
Well, I guess because of close family members, you know, going through the revolving door of incarceration time after time because of their drug offending and their criminal behaviour, thought there's got to be a better way for this. And so we looked into a few programs and we come across the Merit Program and thought, this is perfect because it not only, you know, gets people off the drugs, it actually looks at the coping skills they're going to need to stay off them. And also give them, you know, make them feel they're not worthless, they're not useless, they're not a burden on society. And it gives them, mainly gives them the coping skills to stay off the drugs. And that's the main thing, because we don't want people, you know, going and committing these crimes because they're using drugs. I'm sure, and we know, that drug users don't wake up one morning and say, gee, I think I'll go and be a drug addict today, I'll become addicted and I'll go and do criminal behaviour and I'll end up in jail. What a wonderful life. Well, this Merit Program helps to alleviate all that.
How does it work, or what's your understanding of it?
Well, a person commits a crime, and it's normally not a bad crime. So there's no murders, nothing like that involved. It's not an indictable offence. It may be shoplifting, or it could be stealing a car, things like that, which a lot of the drug users are doing to get money to feed their habits. So they go before the judge. The judge, if we've got this Merit Program, say, okay, so there you are, Jen. You've been a naughty girl. So we're going to put you through this three-month program. It's an intensive program, and it is compulsory. And we know from speaking to the many drug users that are going through the revolving door of incarceration, they don't want that behaviour anymore. They're quite willing and like so accepting of doing this program. So we go before the magistrate. The magistrate has the power to say, OK, we'll put you through this three-month program. This is what it entails: drug and alcohol counselling, mental health counselling, coping skills. And so at the end of that three-month period, they go before the court again. If they've succeeded and they've done the program, it looks really good when they come to sentencing.
Yeah.
And from talking to other areas where the Merit Program, the vast majority of those people that go through the Merit Program do end up back free.
Right.
And then they continue to do drug and alcohol programs of their own volition again.
Yeah, so it's really sort of early intervention.
A very early intervention, and it's a very popular thing, like in Tamworth Court, in Armidale, and a lot of surrounding areas. But because we don't have it, we just get frustrated because we see family members going through this, and they want help, and this is the way that we can help them help themselves.
All right. So, well, the petition's being tabled today. In gathering those signatures, the more than 3,000, which you've done in just a couple of months, have you been actively campaigning as well, or is it they've just been sort of sitting in places around town?
No, we've been giving lots of talks to different groups. We've been invited to, you know, talk to Daily Telegraph, ABC TV, Japanese news, lots of. The thing is that we love in Moree is the awareness that we've actually created.
Yep.
We've created a lot of awareness. People are talking about it now, so they haven't got their heads buried in the sand anymore. And people, they're sick of seeing skeletal people walking around too. They're sick of seeing people, you know, that don't work, getting all these cars and things, go, okay, well, where are they getting these things from? They must be from the profits of drugs. and the poor vulnerable people are the ones who are feeding these drug dealers. So we campaign all the time, we haven't stopped, and from that program we want to do another program which we call Catch a Break. It's the CAB program. And we want to, we've spoken to Adam Marshall, who's an absolute beacon at the end of Allen's dark tunnel. We're going to try and get funding for that too, so that when people do get out of jail, do get out of rehabilitation, and for families of drug users, they have somewhere to go and speak to people. It's an ongoing thing. So from the Merit, we want to do this other program. Our support group has been very successful, as the majority of people say, it's a godsend, because they were tearing their hair out, blaming themselves, nobody to talk to.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of the other things that we were campaigning for, like the random drug side testing, well, the government's put in $25 million to do that daily now. So it just seems like, whether it's coincidental or not, it just seems that all the things that we had talked about, you know, with education in the primary school and at high school, those things are actually coming to fruition now.
So the stars are aligning.
You know, the stars are all aligning, and I think it's absolutely marvellous, because it's a problem. We've got to deal with it. We know it's international. We know it's national. But for us, it's about Moree and our surrounding towns.
Yeah, 26 past 9, ABC New England Northwest. Kerry Castles is with us talking about the Merit Program. She's been one of three women that have been involved in putting together a petition gathering more than 3,000 signatures, and they're being tabled today by the member for Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, into Parliament. Now, there's no guarantee that that's going to do anything, I suppose. Kerry, do you have a plan B?
Yes, we just keep going. You know, if people want to take on three demented women, good luck, because this is a passion for us. It's not just, oh, you know, we wake up one day and go, oh, yeah, I think we'll just do this. It's a passion for us. It's very close to home. It's very emotive. And we're looking at the children and the grandchildren and all these things. So we're never going to stop until we get it. And that's how we feel. And we've had so much support from the Moree area, so much support, you know, from little towns like Gravesend and Warialda, Narrabri, Weewall, Gunnedah. So many people have gone, we want this in our town too. And we'll, if Moree has it, we're only an hour's drive, so, you know, it can happen for them as well. So we've got to keep going. We're going to push and push and push until we succeed.
Right, well, good on you. You need that sort of passion. And, Kerry, it's wonderful to see that you're excited today, and good luck, and I hope that it goes well.
Oh, thank you very much, Jen. Thank you, ABC, for your continued support. We do really appreciate it. Go Adam Marshall.
Good on you. Thanks, Kerry. Bye-bye. We will no doubt hear from Adam Marshall too, if that's actually debated and we get something going. We'll speak to Kerry again and just keep up to date with that particular that issue there. It's great to see passionate people, isn't it? Almost 9:30, we've got news headlines coming along very soon. But time's running out if you want to enter the Farmer of the Year Awards.
Time is running out to nominate for the 2015 Farmer of the Year Award.